Aubrey?
Yes, ma'am. Thank
this
you so
Paul.
Much, Amy.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Absolutely. Hi, Paul. How are we doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. You know, I woke up today. I'm above dirt. It's another day of paradise.
There you go.
Indeed, indeed. Well, my name is Aubrey. Okay, I'm here with the Google Guarantee Department here at Local Splash. I actually wanted to go ahead and touch base with you here because I do see that you wanted us to, you know, go into talks about reoptimizing the business, updating the services for your website, right? And now that you've gotten some more additional keywords put in here under plumbing, if I'm correct on that, you are now
right, eligible
and available to take on Google Guaranteed Leads. In terms of the cost here, to my understanding, when you spoke with Amy, one of my directors here, she had you set at a starting of $449 as an initial investment. So that's just like the $199 for your local programming, first page placement. And then, of course, the $250 one-time application fee for Google Guarantees. If you could fill me in just a little bit on your conversation here, because I'm not seeing any notes for, like, your minimum budget and things like that. Were you guys able to go over, like, minimum budget, how many leads, cost per lead, and things like that as well?
Well, I guess I really wanted to know what the leads are about, you know, and I'm not a big pay-per-lead guy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've done some with Thumbtack, and it just... you know, never worked out. They take your money and, you know,
mm-hmm.
give you a false lead.
Yeah.
And
that's not even just Thumbtack. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Angie's List, all of them, right? So,
exactly.
Anyhow, so
here's
the
thing.
What do you mean if you give me a lead? How does that work?
Absolutely. So through Google Guaranteed, we deal in what's called qualified leads. Right? What qualifies a lead, the only time you're charged for a lead under Google Guarantee is if you made that quote, estimate, or appointment over the phone to go get that work done. Right? Anything outside of that is not a qualified lead, so you're not charged for that. Right? So your phone ringing is not a charge for a lead. You having an hour-long conversation is not a charge for a lead. The only time it is a charge is if you made that quote, estimate, or appointment. Now, for example, let's say they're outside of your service area, right? Work that you don't do. These are not qualified. But let's say you made a quote over the phone to somebody, but this was somebody that was outside of your service area. You can go handle that job still, right? You can make a quote. You can make an estimate. You can go make an appointment to go do that job and actually convert that work. But it's not a charge lead because they're outside of your service area, right? On top of this, we don't share your lead. We're not a directory. We are a Google partner that deals in SEO and online marketing, right, directly with Google themselves. So the thing about the directories, right, Yelp, Thumbtack, Angie, they all buy their leads from Google and then sell them back to as many contractors as they can get under their umbrella, right? So 10 guys are all getting the same lead. Y'all get the text message. You're all broken up in a cold sweat. One of you might get it, but you're all going to pay for it, right? That is not how Google Guaranteed Leads work. We don't share them, right?
A ripoff. Yeah, that's a ripoff.
Exactly. You'll even notice if you type in any one of them, right? You just type in their name, Thumbtack, and just hit enter on Google. You'll see they have the word sponsored over their business name. That's Google Ads. Pay per click. You know what I mean? So they use Google not only to get people's attention, they use Google as a means to give you your leads. We're cutting that out entirely, right? These are coming directly from Google, screened by Google, and these are high-intent clients with a 92% conversion rate, right? This is what makes Google Guaranteed so powerful, and this is why it's not available to just everybody, right? Many people haven't heard of Google Guaranteed because it's not an openly available thing for people to utilize. Not all businesses can qualify for this, right? If you're a house cleaner, you don't qualify for Google Guarantee, right? It'll drain your pocket. But for your type of business, especially when it comes to plumbing, right? And to my understanding, you also do not necessarily HVAC, but you do deal with like water heater replacements, things like that. Okay. Okay. And heating system repairs. Okay. 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 Perfect.
Boiler replacement.
So,
yeah.
and that's also for frozen pipes also, correct?
Yeah, I kind of had to add that today since winter's kind of coming on us. So, you know, I thought that
right.
was not a bad ad word to add in there, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's honestly
absolutely.
Been a pretty slow summer. So, you know, with all this stuff going on and prices of our equipment going up and copper going up because of these tariffs and all kinds of stuff, it's getting pretty expensive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's getting pretty financially scary out there, at least for now. But yeah, in terms of, you know, what Google Guaranteed represents, I'm sure you've come across it multiple times in your time on Google, right? You'll see a green check mark that says Google Verified. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that right there, when you see that green check mark and you click on the business that has that, their Google business profile will pop up. When it pops up, you'll see a big old green check mark that says Google Guaranteed. And what your clients see, aside from your license and insurance, is that you've been background checked, right? So they know who's coming to their house. They know you're not a felon, right? They know you have insurance and your license. But Google also backs all of your clients with $2,000 of insurance against your work. So that's three
right.
levels of trust, confidence, and credibility in your business. This is what leads these leads over to your business. And this is why they convert. These are living, breathing human beings. It's how we ended up here today, right? Amy called your phone. It rang and you answered it to a living, breathing human being. These are the leads that come off of Google Guarantee, right? Even right down to your budget, they don't charge your leads out of your card on a weekly basis or anything crazy like that, right? They set a minimum monthly budget for you. So this minimum budget, you'll think of this as something like a prepaid gas card, right? So what you do is you fill up the gas card. Right? We provide you with 13 qualified leads. That's just a minimum. Okay? At $52 per lead. Let's say you only take one of those leads. You'll have about $622 left in your monthly budget. Right?
Okay.
When that month rolls around, when we go to bill you for the leads, that five something is already in your next month. Right? You're not worried about that. It's waiting for you. Only thing you're paying is that $52. Your prepaid gas card's filled back up. You're right back to taking your lead. Make sense?
So they only deduct the 52 instead of the 500 or whatever?
Exactly. The 500 moves into your next month. It's already ready
okay.
for next month's lead. That $52
so
is the only
charge,
thing you're paying because you only took one lead.
So you charge for every 52 for all the leads, or what do you charge for hot water heater? I mean, Thumbtack charges like $175 for a water heater, and that's ridiculous.
That
really
is a bit high.
Over, yeah. I mean, when I first started Thumbtack years ago, they was on a point, you know, you bought so many points, okay? So say if you had 20 points, this one would cost you 2 points, this would cost you 4 points. Which was like maybe $25 for a water heater, you know, and it could cost you 4 points. And, you know, it was honestly, it was worth it then, right? $25, you know, on a hot water heater, boiler, you know, something like that was okay. But
right.
now it's they contact three plumbers, and 9 out of 10 times the people I call them, you know, when I get that lead, they charge me the $178, and the customer says, "Oh, we already got somebody that's going to do it." And
yep.
so they take your money, and that's it. So I honestly,
yeah, absolutely,
like,
and that actually
even...
comes. But yeah, go ahead.
So is every lead $52, or do they vary?
So. They would only vary depending on, they'll never go over $52, right? Like I said, these are Google's direct leads. So the same lead you're being charged $110 for with Yelp or Thumbtack, remember, they buy their leads from Google, and they have to make their money somehow. So they double the cost and then sell it back to you, right?
Yeah, and they sell your cost for leads. Two guys don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I've had people who I've been on the line with, and, you know, they're pulling up to a customer's house. They're working with Angie, right? They're pulling up to a customer's house, and the first thing they say is there's a line of contractors out here standing behind each other, all waiting to get their turn. You've been in that situation.
I've had three plumbing trucks sitting in front of a house when I walked up and knocked on the door. And
that's ridiculous.
And they honestly set the time. The owner honestly set the time for me to be there, and I knocked on the door. There's a plumber inside and two out in their trucks waiting. And then I quit doing
it. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You shouldn't have to
be there at 10:30. Yeah.
Right. So you have them all setting up, right, the same exact time, and now you're all there. Now it's just a bidding war, right? We don't want any of that anymore. There is no more of that. Now when you pull up to somebody's house that you had a conversation with, you're the only person showing up because you're the only person they have this conversation with, right? And it's only up to $52 per lead, right? It'll never be higher than that unless you personally decide to max bid, right? That's if you wanted to really control the market, really pull in any and every lead that's in your area, right? So let's say you wanted to set the market price at $71, right? This now is you bidding the top amount you're willing to pay for a lead, right? Google's going to put you at the very top of everybody. If nobody's taking you on that offer, you're taking in all of those leads, right? But that's the max bidding system. That's 100% in your control, right? But as a basis, you're never going over $52 per lead. No, sir.
Okay. So what, how long does it take to get that activated?
Yes, sir. That's the very next thing we're going to go into here. So in terms of the plumbing vertical, it does take about 4 to 8 weeks for Google Guarantee's approval to come back to us, right? That's license check, background check, insurance check, right? They want to go in depth. Everything here, we don't want instant gratification. That leads to problems, right? We want it done right. So they do an in-depth, they're only going back 7 years, right? They're only looking for felonies. They don't care about DUIs or misdemeanors. As far as I'm seeing here, you're clear on that, okay? The next thing they're going to do is, license and insurance.
Angie's list and Thumbtack get a back check on me, so, you know. I'm clear on theirs, too. So.
Absolutely. Perfect. And I have seen them come back faster. Especially for people we don't have to start from scratch with, right? You already have a GBP, a Google Business Profile, so we don't have to create one for you, right? It's already been verified. The only thing we'll be doing here is programming that first page placement for it so that you're popping up in the organic section on that first page as well. And then we're getting that included in the top five directories, so not just Google. I see you do already have a Facebook ad campaign. Is that correct? Do you use Facebook ads?
My wife does that. So I'm not a big social media person. So, because I don't like what I see that goes on, you know, on there.
Right.
Because they can crash your business too, you know?
Absolutely.
And me as an old timer, I've done it 47 years. I just, you know, and it's the same thing when you try to have people do reviews. I normally don't ask my customers to do that. It's just if they want to, that's fine, do it. If they don't, I move on. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
So it takes about 2 months. That's long. I mean, I'm already into my deep season, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it does happen. You know, I have seen it happen faster. I've seen it happen in 2 weeks. Right. I've seen it happen in 3.5, right? 4 to 8 weeks is what we state in our terms and conditions. And that's what Google gives us as a minimum basis just in case, right? Because let's say, you know, at the mark.
I'm already set up with Google. I've been with you guys for like 15 years and been with you guys a long time, you know,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I've seen it happen much faster. Just based on, you know, company policy, I have to tell you the minimum of 4 to 8 weeks that they give us for the terms and conditions. But like I said, I've seen this happen in 2 weeks, right?
So when do we start paying, and then is it lower than 52 a lead, or you said up to 52, so explain that.
Yeah, so this comes down to the size and scope of the type of job, right? If somebody just needs you to come out and replace a hose, right, or, you know, they just need a quick pipe replacement, right, there's no need to charge $52 for that. You know what I mean? That's not a huge job. That's, what, $300 job at most?
Yeah.
So you'd be looking at probably, like, you know, 20.
They could honestly be your better job. So.
Right.
So what
really?
Do you charge for, like, yeah, what do you charge for, like, boiler replacement or, you know, a hot water heater? You know, what do you charge for that?
Yeah, so boilers, unfortunately, Google doesn't have a lead generation for boilers, right? The reason for
so
that
is
because, 50, well...
52 then, or what?
Mm-hmm.
It just
correct.
52
correct.
Then, or what? Yeah, that's okay with me.
Correct,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about
even if it was a maximum paying job? Yeah, even if it was a maximum paying job, right? Let's say you had somebody call in for whatever type of plumbing work would require $10,000, right? That's still a $52 lead.
Okay. And what about a new construction home or something like that?
A new construction home, like you're putting in the plumbing for it?
Right.
$52.
Unless I decide to match, right?
Right. I mean, that's if you have a ton of competition in Google Guaranteed with you. You don't.
Right.
So I wouldn't be using max bidding unless suddenly five other partners of Google popped in and got five more plumbers in that area.
Right. And then what about, like, for a hot water heater or an outside faucet?
You do outside faucets as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ones that come out of your house, those are called outside faucets, you know, or hose bibs, whatever you want to call them.
That's what they're called. Okay.
Yeah, they're a hose bib, or frost-proof. There's a few different names for them. You know, so that's normally you replace those, like, those are a big call after the winter because people don't use their hoses, okay?
Right.
And so, therefore, it's not a live water leak until they hook their hose up. And then when they turn it on, they find out, uh-oh, I left a hose on it. I probably shouldn't have done that, and it froze. Okay. So, normally come March or April, our phone blows up, okay? Because, the kids didn't take the hose off and it froze up this winter. And that's what it does is it freezes up on the dead side of the hose bib and makes it split. And it's only going to show as soon as you turn the spigot on. Okay. So that's normally our big, we get a lot of those calls come, you know, right after winter, you know, March, April, when people are starting to water their backyard and then they come in and their house is flooded. And, or they went to King Supers and they turned on the sprinkler outside at that time of year, you know,
right.
Do all the new tomatoes and everything. And then they come home and their basement's flooded. And so it's a sneaky freeze, you know, anytime I'm on a job and I see, you know, in the wintertime and I see a neighbor or even where I'm at and their hose is still hooked up, you know, come November and December, I knock on their door and tell them, get it unhooked. Because if not, you're going to be calling me come March or April. And, I didn't know that. And I said, get it unhooked. Because the hose won't let the water siphon out.
Exactly. And a lot of people think that just turning on the water and letting it drip really quick is going to, you know, completely defrost the whole system.
Well, that's a sprinkler system. So, you know, there's different, you know, issues and same thing. That's why you have your sprinklers blown out with air compressors is because otherwise you're going to replace five or six sprinkler heads, okay? Because it's lower than the sprinkler system, and the water stays in the sprinkler head even when you turn it off. And then it freezes and expands 10, 20 times during the wintertime. So that's why you always have somebody come out and blow out your sprinkler system. And so anytime in the winter I see somebody's hose still hooked up, I'll knock on their door and tell them, hey, get it unhooked. Yeah, I mean, it saves them from calling me and flooding their house because of leaving their hose hooked up. If you're in a cold climate like Colorado, it's going to freeze. That's it. So the best way to do it is unhook your hoses come, you know, the end of September, because they can freeze in September too. You know, because we
really?
Some of those really cold. Yeah, some of those cold nights. I mean, I've had some years where November, the first week in November, was minus 20.
Ooh.
So, and I guarantee you're going to freeze stuff because people haven't taken their hoses off yet.
Exactly. Okay. So, yeah, in terms of, you know, the outside hose bibs, that's a maximum, like $350, $400 kind of job, right? Because you have to pay for the part. To grab the part, and then it's the labor, right?
Well, it can honestly be more than that. You know, because you got to cut the ceiling open, or you got to cut the wall open, and you got to find it, and then you got to turn all the water off on the house. You got to drain it.
Right.
So it can be as much as $600 to $1,000.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's why I put freeze on the list for the winter time, is because you'll have people that the heating quit working, and then it throws all of their pipes.
I was actually just about to say they're going to be typing in frozen pipe repair or you know, frozen line repair. So that was smart on your end to add that keyword in there.
Yep.
Excellent.
That's why I decided that add that this winter. I've never done that before. I decided to see what it does. Because, you know, I mean, as a good plumber, you go in there and then, okay, why'd the heat quit, right? So now you didn't only fix in the house because it all froze, you fix the heat system too. So it kind of just leans into each other.
Yeah, absolutely, which also leads to more jobs.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So now you don't have to get charged $52 for a no heat call, and then you go out there on a frozen pipe call, and they find out you do heating, and you fix their heating because that's what caused the pipes to freeze.
Exactly. Okay.
Over Christmas, Thanksgiving, when they leave town, and they have a power outage, and then the heating didn't come on. You know, I'm on the Front Range, so I got a lot of mountain houses. And sometimes we'll get as much snow as 4 foot in one night. So.
Wow.
It can get pretty crazy.
Yeah, and then I see, handyman services is also something you wanted to add in terms of your keywords.
I kind of want to see where that goes, because it might be a basement finish, and they might want you to look at the plumbing and everything else, even though we're licensed plumbers, but a lot of handyman plumb basements and they're not even licensed and they shouldn't be doing it. So I kind of want to tap into their world. And at least I'm legal to do it, right? So
okay, excellent. Would you be open to getting a couple of handyman leads? Like, would you want us to add that to the actual keywords for people looking for work, just to kind of see?
See what it does. If I get stupid calls, I'm probably going to call you guys and tell you to take it off.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and add that in here.
Yeah, it might lead into a basement remodel or a basement finish or a house remodel, because they're calling and seeing if the handyman does drywall and plumbing and this, and it's like, well, we don't do the drywall, but we can do all your plumbing, and we're licensed, and they'll go, that's good, okay? Because customers sometimes, you know, think a handyman's licensed and everything, and he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's not the case. That's actually a large part of the reason a lot of folks take on handyman, because you don't need a license for it.
Yeah, but you can't, in Colorado, you can't put plumbing on your vehicle if you're not licensed. And they do it all the time.
Ooh, wow.
Plumbing or electrical. Those are two major licenses in Colorado. And you're not allowed to advertise that or have it on your vehicles if you're not a licensed plumber. And I see it all the time. You know, I see handyman trucks, you know, that go by and it says, oh, we do plumbing and electrical and, you know, drywall and, you know.
We do it all.
Yeah, so I want to jump into their little world and see if I can put a halt on that, some of that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
The customer is the one that gets ripped off, because they have a qualified guy doing it, and he just does crap work, and they cover
it up. Something messes up, nobody can fix it.
Yeah. Right. And they shouldn't. And then their first excuse to me is, I should have called a plumber, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a handyman do it, and it flooded my house. So, but I carry 1 and 2 million on insurance. So in case I burn their house down or flood their house or whatever, I'm insured up to $2 million. And so, you know.
Okay, perfect. And now it might not be as, you know, part of what you have going here, but I see you also have a solar license. Do you do solar also?
Yeah, I do solar, hot water. And
Okay.
So what happens now with this new administration, I think it's really going to make a lot of people go out of business. So all this administration wants to do is use coal and everything else. And, you know, we do high efficiencies. We've trained on it for years. And they're just trying to put it all to rest and saying, you don't need an electric vehicle. You don't need solar on your house. You don't need this. And Colorado's really well known for solar, you know. And so when Obama was there, we did a lot of solar because he had a lot of rebates for it. And, you know, over the last 8 years, it's just been horrible. So it's going to put a lot of people out come the end of September when all those rebates go away. There's going to be a lot of companies in Colorado that shut down that does PV solar and everything else because there's no rebates for it. So when people want to do solar on their house, they won't get no rebate now. When they buy an EV car, you was getting $7,500 rebates. Now you're getting nothing. So that's going to hurt good old Elon Musk and everybody else.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not a big political guy. It's just, I do my job, do your job, right? You don't pay for my advertising with Local Splash, so why do I have to hear you run your mouth all day long, every day, right? I do my job. Yeah, I go do my jobs, and I come home, and then I got to listen to you on TV every day. And it's like, it's getting so old, you know? It's like, I just want to run my business. I pay for my business cards. I pay for my trucks. I invented my business. I've never had a loan for this business in 22 years, okay? But then again, you're trying to kill our business. And that's why I'm talking to you guys to get into a different direction on advertising, because it's been really slow this year, you know?
That absolutely. And it's right around the right time, too. Go ahead. Oh yeah. So I was just going to say, this is around the perfect time for you then too. So what we can actually do here is, you know, cause you already have, you know, the Google business profile here and all of that. Well and good. You don't need Facebook ads. So I'm going to remove that here. So what we'd be looking at here, getting everything started here for you, would be $449. And that'll get us started on the, adding your keywords in here, first and foremost, of course. We're going to go ahead and get those optimized for you.
That doesn't cost me anything to add them, does it?
No. Not at all.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't make it sound like that.
Where's the 449 coming from? I thought it was 250 to get you guys going.
Yeah, so the 250 is your management, right? That's your application for your Google Guaranteed Management.
Okay.
So we can just work solely on that if you'd like. But we want to do here also is we do want to get your first page placement for your local listing reinstated. We want to get that going again, right? So you can rank on that first page. I see that you were ranked at some point before, and now you're a little bit lower in those rankings here. So we definitely want to get you back up on top, right? Back in there, as well as the Google Guarantee.
I don't know why that quit, right? So.
Yeah.
Okay, so 449, I guess, let's get it done. And when are you guys going to bill me for the 449?
So that is the upfront cost.
Okay.
So we'll get everything set in here, and the 449 is what we're paying today. Okay.
Okay. And then what's the next step after that?
So after that, we're going to set you your client interview. So you went through one of these the last time that we onboarded you here. So that's where you're going to meet your Google Guarantee team this time, as well as your account manager again. Okay?
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is go over your content editing, your quality control. Okay? Then we're going to make sure that we get your background check application and all of that squared away, step by step, so there's no hang-ups, there's no mess-ups or anything like that. And then once they're done with that, okay, they're going to get started on your programming. So in that meeting, they're going to go over each individual piece for you. You do still have your local Splash dashboard, correct?
Yeah, but I never use it. I always just call you guys. It's always my
Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I don't have a
code to get in or, you know, anything like that. So, I've been with you guys since what, like 2008 or it's been a long time.
Yeah. You've been with us. Let me see here. 12 and a half years now.
Right.
Excellent.
And I do.
Excellent.
I have people that call me every day. How's your local Splash? Can I do better for you? And I just say, leave me alone. It's like, so I just leave it alone. So, can we finish this on Tuesday? Let's don't do anything until Tuesday. Okay. And, you can give me a call back on Tuesday and then, but how long does it take to do the keywords and what's it cost to get, you know, back on the first page? What's that about? Or would that
what's the cost to get back on the
40?
That's included in the 449. Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
If I decided not to do this Google guarantee, then what's it cost me to get me out back on the first page where I used to be?
Can you repeat that question one more time for me, just so I can understand it properly?
What's it cost me to get back, you know, with all my keywords and to get back on the first page and not do the Google guarantee?
Oh, got you. Okay. So the, for just the local programming, you mean? Nothing else, just the program and not Facebook also, right?
I mean, you can do Facebook. I don't care. You know, I mean, does it cost me to do Facebook?
So it does cost to do Facebook, but it's included generally in the $299 month to month that we usually have for like local bundle.
Oh, okay. Because right now I pay $100 a month, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be $299 a month if I decided to do that.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that would be the $199 for the local programming and maintenance and $100 towards Facebook ads. $299.
Okay. And then how do they find me on Facebook? Give me an idea because I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure you've run into this as well, right? You're sitting, you're talking about something, right? Getting a new car or buying a new hammer or a tool set, And then when you go on Facebook, now you're seeing Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, whatever tool shop in the local area trying to give you, you know, a hammer or sell you this pack or sell you that pack. That is how your Facebook ads work as well. So there's Siri for Apple, AI and voice optimized. So if somebody makes a post on their Facebook feed, right, talking about any kind of plumbing work or mechanical work, if they view a story about it, if they talk about it, they're getting a smart targeted ad for your business right on their Facebook feed. They click it, they're on your website.
Yes, sir.
And you get, you guarantee me I'm not going to get trashed on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely not.
if you get my drift, right? Because I see people that, they get on social media and then all of a sudden they got everybody against them. And, you know, I've been staying away from it for a reason, right? So, it's because I just don't give them that opportunity to, if something went wrong on the job or something, you know, then it's an uphill battle, you know?
Right.
And
right.
That's how they use Facebook and all the social media so they can bash people, you know? So, my wife does some stuff on Facebook for me and I don't care, right? So.
Right.
Because you always get the dislikers. Or you get other plumbing companies that say bad shit about you.
You'll even have some people who, sometimes in some areas there'll be multiple businesses that have similar, not necessarily the same business name. So somebody will go out there, do some shoddy work, and they'll go on a different company with that name and just talk the worst, right?
Yeah.
We prevent that. We facilitate things like that, right? So if you have like a super awful review on your Facebook page, doesn't make any sense, doesn't line up to what was happening here, we can actually go in and work on disputing that for you. Right?
Right.
We'll look at all in, of course, right? You know you have the invoice, you know you have your call recordings, right? You know everything that went down, and then we view their side of the story, which generally is usually a lie, right? And we get that handled for you.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sneaky people out there. And you know, in this younger group, you know, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I experienced it once before, back like in 15, a long time ago. And I had done a house for a young couple. And they had paid me a total of about $60,000, $70,000 on credit cards. Okay. And then all of a sudden, I didn't know my credit card had a two-year dispute range, that they can honestly dispute the charges within 2 years.
Within 2 years? That's a long time frame.
Yeah, and that's how it is for all those guys. And I didn't see it in the fine print, right, when I started taking credit cards. And so I had this couple in Denver dispute a $40,000 credit card charge, like a year and a half later, after they had already moved in their house. And they said, I didn't finish my work and I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And so my credit card company called me and, you know, they was disputing the charges and I had to, you know, have my wife and us go through all of our inspection reports with the county and everything else, showing them we completed their house. And so their credit card company denied dispute, right? And then maybe 2 months later, they tried to deny another $25,000 charge.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had the same outcome, but this time, the outcome from their credit card company goes, if you do it again, we're filing fraud on you. And come to find out why they did it at the very beginning is because they couldn't have children. So they needed $40,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We've seen it on a, what do they call that? You know, where they raise money on the internet. What's that called?
not fundraiser, Kickstarter. GoFundMe.
Well, it was GoFundMe. So all of a sudden my wife goes, hey, these people are trying to raise $40,000 for an IVF or something like that. And it's like, wow, and they tried to get $40,000 from me? So we reported that to their credit card company, and the credit card company called the police on them. And then they shut down the GoFundMe page.
Wow.
So you really, you know, shit just hits you sideways when you play with credit cards. So I'm very protective on what credit cards I take and, you know, for what amount. And I think that year I took over $300,000 or $400,000 in credit cards. And it gets spooky, you know, because you don't know who's going to dispute it a year down the road.
Exactly. And being financially prudent is necessary now.
Yeah, and they take it right out of your account. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So now all my credit cards that go into my so-called credit card bank account is now automatically withdrawn and put into a separate account. So they can't touch it. And this way you have a better dispute when you do that. Because this way the credit card company doesn't credit it to them. And then it leaves it up for open debate. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So yeah, anytime a credit card comes into my bank account that I set up strictly for credit cards, that automatically gets transferred to operating account. And this way the credit card company, either one of them can dispute without contact. So,
excellent.
Yeah, it's a big scam. You know, a lot of younger people are doing it. They get this stuff done on a new house, and then all of a sudden they know they can dispute it and argue it and close that credit card down, and they get their money back, and then you got to fight to get your money back. As long
exactly.
as you don't leave it sitting in your, as long as you don't leave it sitting in that account that it came into, they can't do anything because it's got to come out of the same account.
Right. Right.
So,
okay.
So,
it's pretty sneaky. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we're looking to correct anything and everything that has to do with that here. Now in terms of, what I'm actually looking at here, which I just pulled up here, so that 449 I was just discussing has changed a little bit. Okay. So since you've been here 12 and a half years, right? And I'm actually pulling up your account manager's notes here. You have the local bundle at $100 a month right now.
Right.
So actually, we don't need to go in and do the reinstatement for that part, right?
Right.
So that helps you on two fronts here. For one, the $250 for the Google Guarantee is the only upfront cost we're looking at now, okay, to get that started. And then let me see here, because I do want to make sure all the notes for them are here as well for you. So give me 1 second to do that. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So what we can actually do here is I can actually, you know, do a little finessing here for you here, because I do still want you to take advantage of Facebook. But we don't want to add any more extra cost on here for you. So what I'm thinking here is, instead of $250 for the app fee, I'm going to split this up for you here. Okay. So we'll do $200 for the application fee for Google Guarantee. we'll add the $100 for your Facebook ads. So the only thing in the door, instead of the, $449, you're only looking at $300. Because we have the Labor Day, that's something that'll stick for today. If you wanted to go ahead and move forward with just that $300, and we're still able to keep your local bundle, reprogram it for optimization without having to do $199 a month for that, and you still get Google Guaranteed on top of that, and we can get started with that as well.
And then when that Google guarantee goes into effect, what do I do? Like put 300 or 400 in there and see how the 52 works or what? What do you recommend?
Correct. So when we call you for the approval for your Google guarantee, we're going to put the 678 in your minimum budget. Okay. That'll be for your 13 leads. That's about 3 per week. And that'll be at the $52 maximum cost per lead there. So when we call you, if you're not ready to put 678 in yet, that's still okay. You know, like I said earlier, we're not stopping any momentum you have going or stopping your programming. We'll just simply set a date, right? So let's say you say you're not ready for another 3 days, right, for the 678 minimum budget. We'll set that time on our calendar, right? We'll follow up with you. Once you give us the green light, we put your budget in, and you begin taking your leads.
Okay, so
okay. But
just an honest thing. I used to give them 400 a month for sponsors, okay, where they sponsored my company, you know, on Google. And
Google Ads.
And then they would use all 400 within that month, okay? And I don't know how many calls that gave me, you know what I mean? I have no idea, you know, what we is getting for the 400, you know, on. I don't know what it cost. What's it cost when they click on a sponsored ad?
So it's between $5 and $15 with a pay per click.
Okay. Right.
Right. So if you have like a $300.
Right. So I still haven't really decided to go with, you know, the Google guarantee or just do 500 a month for the sponsor because, I mean, I think, you know, by being with you as long as I have been, right, normally I don't do a lot of sponsor in the summertime. I do more of it in the winter because that's when things break and, you know, they really need you in an emergency and, you know, that kind of, and the heating doesn't work and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And so that's why I'm kind of still shying away from maybe doing the Google guarantee and just call you guys, you know, and say, okay, as of, you know, September 10th, I want to put 400 on, you know, the sponsors. So I'm back on the first page under sponsor. You know what I mean? And that gives me a little time to think about the Google guarantee, right? Especially with, you know, paying per click, you know, 50, 70 bucks, you know, and stuff like that. I think that's the way I want to go. And because I can always call her and turn it off or turn it on. You know what I mean?
Right. And Google Ads is faster than Google guaranteed as well. Because it's the instant advertising, right? You're reaching out there on YouTube and things like that. So if we wanted to go the Google Ads way, right? That's a simple extra, that's just throwing an extra $300 on, right? So it'd be 400 a month. So it'd be 300 for your Google Ads. And of course the 100 you have for your local programming already. So that's the only thing that would change.
And that would be about 5 to 15 per click, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I could always up that if I wanted to, correct? To like
absolutely
400 a month or how long do you start to get? So if I tell you today to say, okay, let's put the Google guarantee aside for a minute, okay, and let's go with get back to the first page, right? And get back to sponsor, and stuff like that. And then get all the word change. That goes into effect pretty automatically, doesn't it?
Correct. So with your Google Ads, let's starting today, right? Because it's Labor Day weekend. We're closed on the weekends and we're closed on Labor Day, but by the end of that week, that first week after Labor Day, like once Tuesday starts to Friday, you'll be seeing that Google Ads, Facebook Ads, and everything else starting to get back on those pages. Yes, sir. Google Ads doesn't take very long at all.
So let's do that. Let's do the let's try it at 300 for September, okay? So that would be 100 and then 200. Can I do that or not?
When you say 100 and then 200.
Yeah, it'd be a total of 300, you know, a month instead of four.
Gotcha. So just so I'm clear on what you want to do, right? You're lowering the, so you want 300 in Google Ads, right?
Yeah, I'm just lowering the, instead of going with the three, because I used to go with the four, I think. I can't remember if it was 300 or 400 plus the 100, you know, for the Google Ads and sponsor. What's the minimal
right.
I can do
okay.
on that? You tell me. Let's go there.
Yeah, so the absolute minimum is what we always discuss. So that's the 300
right.
for Google Ads. That's
okay.
the minimum.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go on and just do that. Let's get back on Google Ads and Facebook and all of that for the 400 a month, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay. So let me go ahead.
That.
Okay. And did you want to use the same billing information we have here? Number ending in 1232.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
1232. What's that?
So this here, oh, right, this was 12 and a half years ago. Okay, so this is back when we did used to take checks. So the number we have here is like a routing number ending in 1232, account ending in 4701.
4701.
Okay. Okay. Wow, you caught us while we were still pulling in checks. Okay, talk about grandfathered in.
Yeah, I told you that, didn't I? And believe it or not, since I've been with you guys, I've had probably 1,000 calls about people. I can get you on Google, and I can do better than Local Splash. And I'm going, leave me alone. It's just well, how are you
crazy.
Doing? I go, it's none of your business, right? I mean, I don't like cold calls, and you know, it's like you're bothering me. And if I want to tell Local Splash to go away, I'll do it, right? But I don't, so leave me alone.
Like, absolutely. Okay. All right.
So let's do the 400 for September. When's that payable? Is that today or next week or what?
Yeah, so that would be upfront. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, so give me one moment here to make sure we get all of that in line for you here. We don't want any slips or misses here. Give me one.
Now, I might shut that off come December. It depends on what I get out of this, okay? So, because remember,
absolutely.
Some jobs I get on, they're 2 or 3 weeks long, okay? So there's not a reason. That's why I kind of turn it on and off with you guys. Is because I don't have a big crew. I've done it 47 years, and I don't plan on having a big crew, okay? So let's see what it does through September, okay? Because that's when people
okay.
normally call to have their heating checked out, and you know, they're looking for people to come out and take a look at things and see if it's working okay or if it needs to be fixed or whatever. So that's normally the month of September, and then October is normally when we start getting cold. And so we'll try it for September, and then I can always call you guys. When do I got a call to stop the Google sponsor? What deadline time is that?
Yep, so that'd be at least 3 business days before the next billing is due. And that's across
the
board for all of our services.
And that's the 28th, right?
Let me see here. Correct.
I think it's the 28th.
So the 28th is when you have the, let me see here. Oh, yeah. Yep. It would be the 28th.
So I'd have to call
so we would
the
have,
25th.
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
And then, we have representatives all over the world. So it's not like you're going to have a, you know, we're closed, call during business hours. So you'll be able to get in contact with us at any point in the day as well.
Yeah. And I mean, I always have. So let's see what September does, because it might blow my phones up And, you know, if I'm stuck on two or three boilers in September, then I don't want any more for December, right? So, so that's why I have to monitor it, because of the specialized stuff that I do. And, you know, normally a boiler is about 1 week. Some of them, you know, on big apartment complexes can last up to 3 to 5 weeks. Okay. And I don't mind running that ad out until the 25th, but why pay for advertising when you got to tell the customer you can't get to them, right?
Exactly.
So let's try for September. Let's jumpstart this thing again. And we'll talk about the guarantee, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm still not really sold on it yet, you know?
Okay. I mean, did you have some particular questions or concerns I can maybe clarify there?
No, I mean, it's the same thing, right? I mean, you know, once I get one job or two jobs, it's kind of like scale back, right? And the guarantee is probably not going to let you do that. Okay. I like the sponsor better, and the Google ads get me on the first page again where I belong. And then you just let the people do their work. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
I mean, I thought about it for a while since you guys kind of come up with it. And I just needed to know more about it today first, kind of get an idea, you know, what it does and how much am I paying per lead and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. But let's just keep doing what we're doing, and let's stay with, you know, getting the keywords in there and, you know, for the 400 a month. And I know that 400 sometimes runs short, you know, but that's okay. You know, if that's the case, I make it 5, right?
I was just about to say, yep, always adjustable. And I actually see you've done that in the past, right? Once you run out of spend, you throw like 145 on it or, you know, so you keep up on it. So that's good. That's great.
Yeah. But just remember my trade, right? So, you know, when you get into, what was it last year, 2023, I ended up doing, Panacea. It's a big CBD place in Colorado that makes CBD ointments and stuff for people. And their entire 60,000 square foot building froze up in February.
Wow.
And we was on that job for 6 months. So I had to kill all the advertising.
Wow. I mean, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, and I even borrowed 4 plumbers from another plumbing company that I knew. So I had my 4 guys on it plus 4 more from another plumbing company. That's how bad this building froze up, because the heat system quit. And
goodness gracious.
They had like, what, 200 separate rooms in it. And you know, it was, I think we ended up fixing almost 300 or 400 leaks that flooded this building. So,
yikes.
And it just kept going. It wouldn't quit. You know, it was like up in the ceilings and in the corners and in the kitchens and in the bathrooms and back in the ceilings and the osmosis system. Oh, and the hot water system. Oh, and the cold water system. And it was like, oh my God. And it took forever to get that building to work again.
Wow.
And that's a good problem. That's a good problem to have, but it was pretty tedious. You know what
it
I mean?
It was, right.
Because it's like,
yeah.
Oh, geez, we got air on it. Oh, God, we got another 6 leaks in unit 105. And so you had to stop everything, go fix unit 105, air test it. Oh, 106 has 12 leaks. And it just went on and on and on and on. It just, I never thought it was going to quit.
Goodness gracious. Talk about annoying.
Oh, my God. And, you know, their maintenance guy left town for 3 days during a big freeze and forgot to turn the heat on. And believe it or not, he still has his job. I don't know how that works.
You don't know how that works either. You shouldn't.
Yeah. I don't
know. That's more than just a penalty.
The insurance company probably paid $300,000 or $400,000 to fix his building. And they paid us almost $100,000. And then they had to cut out drywall and mold. And, I mean, it just went on and on and on, right? So it was pretty hideous. So, okay, so let's do that four. And let's jump back on the charts if we can. And
absolutely.
And we'll go from there and keep me tamed down off of Facebook, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you
Now I can always turn off Facebook, right?
Yeah, actually. I mean, I don't have Facebook like added into your package, because you wanted to just add on the 300 in Google Ads. Yeah, so I didn't even add in Facebook.
Good. Then we don't need to talk anymore on that one.
Yeah, we can revisit Facebook when we go through Google Guarantee and all of that.
Yeah, I'm not a big Facebook or YouTube or, you know, any of that kind of shit. So, you know, I know other people spend all day on those kind of things, and I just, you know, you just hear so much negativity, you know, and there are some funny videos on there. I'm not going to say there isn't, but there's a lot of bad shit on there too, you know, and, you know, it's, as long as I go to work and I pay my bills and I pay my Google Ads and I do work, that's all I need to really do. I don't need to get into a feuding war with somebody on Facebook that then the whole state of Colorado sees, right?
Exactly. The most annoying things come from social media sometimes, I'm telling you.
Right. You know, right or wrong, you don't want to jeopardize, you know, that's like living in a town of 100 and having 3 girlfriends. It doesn't work.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah, so, okay, well, I'm going to let you go. Yeah, so go on and do that 400 then, right? 100 and 300. And let's try that for the month of September and see what happens.
All right, excellent. Let me go through our voice verification. I know you've been through this before, but since we're putting your Google Ads back in, I got to go through this over with you again really quick.
Okay.
So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Peaks Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Paul Scarberry, and I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I do.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Excellent. So, of course, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Obviously, you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. You do that already. As a result of increased visibility, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, make sure you have my new email. I gave that to her the other day. Because my other one got hacked into. So make sure.
I did see that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure.
Perfect.
I'll go over that
on the website too. Right.
Okay. I'll go over that in just a moment just to make sure. I'll read it back, the email back to you just to make sure as well. Okay. And then, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, and as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any forms of items recommended for DBP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame just results in delays or suspension until we get the documents. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yeah, if I need to. I don't have to, right? If I need to. I do.
Yeah, yeah. It's just part of the disclosure.
You did bring up a good point. So please make a big note of this, okay? Since June 30th of this year, all plumbing companies have to display on any website, advertising, trucks, vehicles, and invoicing, okay? Our master license number, so I'm going to give that to you, okay? And it needs to appear on my website somewhere, okay?
Okay.
So my master plumber, which you would just put MP, okay, 185151.
So 185151, correct?
Yes. That has to appear. And then Colorado plumbing license, it'd be CP, is 000550.
Okay, 000550.
Yep, and that's for Colorado State Plumbing License. Now that's with you as of this year that got voted in. Okay, so we have to put that on our trucks now, which I'm really disagreeing on, because the next plumber can steal your license number. You know what I mean? I don't like it. And then when they see it on your website as well. So, down there somewhere on the, you know, the page when it opens up, let's just make sure we get it displayed.
Absolutely. Making every note for you here. Make sure we have.
I forgot all about that until you brought up the licensing. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this is why we go back through the disclosures.
Yep.
All right, perfect.
So that tells you I have all my documents. Okay, so.
All right, excellent. Okay, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and the account setup, that'll be charged today for the $300 for your Google ads. This is a 2-month verbal agreement, okay? Your payments will automatically renew on the 28th in the amount of $400 each month. So that's your $100 for your local and the $300 for your ads, okay?
Okay.
You may discontinue at any time by contacting client support. You do have our number there, 877. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, we are international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and set in the posting for you here. Let me make sure just really quickly. It shouldn't be a problem because you had your checking in here since you started with us 12 and a half years ago. But let me make sure we don't have to make any like kind of changes there in order to get your reinstatement here. It shouldn't be an issue. But give me one moment. I'm just going to place you on like a brief hold just really quickly, okay?
Yeah, and remember, it's the one that ends in 4701.
4701. Yes, sir. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much. Give me a few more moments. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So just as I thought, it wouldn't be a problem to continue using your 4701 here. So stand by for me here really quickly. I'm going to go ahead and process this for you here. All right, perfect. It's just processing here really quick. Just takes a second for checking accounts to roll in for these processes.
So you're thinking by the middle or end of next week, everything should be going?
Yes, sir. Right down to your Google Ads listing. Yes, sir.
Good. Yeah, just make sure we get that license number and stuff put on that ad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have the notes here. I have your account management team on my calendar for right after I got off the phone with you. I'm going to go ahead and communicate with them and give them those notes as well just to make sure we have everything in line for you.
Yeah, that's crucial because I don't want to lose my license over it.
And oh, absolutely.
That's the penalty if we don't do it. So.
You lose your license just completely off of, even if it's a single, like, first-time slip-up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's going to be looking and watching, and I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but it said if we catch you, then it could be a suspension of your master license, and that's my career right there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we definitely wouldn't want that. That's crazy. Okay. Okay. So I do have that processing here. Let us go ahead and set your client interview. Let's see. So we're booked up for the rest of today until end of day. Let's see.
Tuesday's okay.
Tuesday is okay. All right.
Yeah, unless you can get it in today, but it's getting pretty late already. So.
Are you more of a morning person or an afternoon person?
Dude, I answer my phone anytime. So.
Anytime?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So how is 2 o'clock? Is 2 o'clock okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
On Tuesday? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
/ Google Ads client interview. That's 303-278-4946.
What'd you say now? That number is no good.
The 303 is no good? The 4946? That one's no good?
No, that should have been taken off there years ago.
Make
sure that's not on our ad either. Because I put that request in about a year ago.
That makes sense as to why. 9390-1045. Okay. That was my mistake. I did see that it's on the account, but it's not listed as a usable number. That's my fault. Sorry about that. Okay.
Yeah, it used to be an old landline, and it's no longer existing.
Ah, okay. Wow, I haven't heard landlines in a while.
That's what I mean.
Goodness.
So, I liked it because, you know, people like seeing that. You know, it tells them you've been in business a long time and stuff like that. But eventually it had to be shut off. So.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So you'll see an email here really quick. That'll be your calendar invite. Make sure the time looks good. It's in Pacific Standard Time. So converting is a little difficult for my brain sometimes. So I ask you guys to make sure the time looks right for you. It should be about 2:00.
Okay. And do I answer that or what?
Yeah, you can click the yes there to join it. And it'll set that on your calendar as well. It'll send.
Or does it,
yeah, go ahead.
Or does it matter? Does it matter if I say yes or not, or just leave it alone?
Yeah, you can pick yes if you want to, no if you want to. Either way, it's set on the calendar here. So we will be following up with you.
Yeah, just have them call me. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. So you are set there. Did you have any more questions for me while I do still have you here?
No, we'll talk a little ways down the road. We may venture into this Google guarantee, but let's not do it yet, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Whenever you're ready for Google guarantees, you're already going to have your Google ads and everything already in place. It's as simple as flipping on the switch and getting everything in. Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, yeah, I think what bothered me was 4 to 8 weeks. It's like, no. It's like, this is my time of season now, right? So.
All right. Perfect. Well, it's been wonderful speaking with you today, as per usual, right? I was going to say welcome to the local Splash family, but I look forward to our continued family presence here.
Yeah. Decade plus. There you go.
Absolutely. Okay. One of our most ancient clients. I love it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. You bet. Bye.